USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump at the DMZ for a historic first to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He earlier said,
for some reason we have a certain chemistry or whatever. Now let's see what happens. We have a long way to go, but I'm in no rush. The sanctions are on, and I'm in no rush.
Earlier in Seoul, through an interpreter, South Korean President Moon Jae-in called President Trump the peacemaker of the Korean Peninsula.
If we continue to communicate and engage each other in dialogue, we can move towards the best situation. This is something that we'll be able to see for ourselves today. South and North will be able to become confident about peace, and the world will provide their support and cheer on President Trump and Chairman Kim with high expectations.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration is announcing it wants to end the gainful employment rule that punished colleges that consistently left graduates with high student debt. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos promises instead to publish earnings data for all college programs on the department's College Scorecard website. Reaction has been swift after the 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court that a citizenship question won't be allowed on the upcoming 2020 census. John Clemens reports.
President Donald Trump has made a request to White House attorneys to determine if it would be possible to delay the census, no matter how long, until the Supreme Court receives additional information on the matter. Senator Lindsey Graham believes the question regarding legal citizenship should be on the census form.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some big-name stars are getting into the political scene. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interest of the overwhelming majority of the population. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy in that interview. John called Putin's words hypocritical since a Russian distributor censored LGBTQ-related scenes from Rocket Man, the film based on John's life and career.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. Planned Parenthood's Mayavi Mead.
Now we know, at least till August 1st and probably later, that abortion will be protected, and that's good for patients, it's good for the staff, it's good for Missouri.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio.